Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The last time we spoke with the Jewish rapper and reggae artist Modest Yahoo, at the end of 2011, he had just shaved off his signature beard and sidelocks, calling it an evolution in his religious thought. Now, 3 years later, those still evolving views are documented on his latest record called Akeda. Modest Yahoo joins me here in the studio to play some songs from that album along with his band. This first song is called Broken Car. It's Modest Yahoo live on Soundcheck.
Welcome to my broken car. It don't move fast, it goes so far. You might bang your head or scrape your toes. Fred Flintstone, my feet on through the holes. But don't you worry now, don't you worry. Zip will get you there, where you need to go, where you need to go, where do you need to go?
Over the hillsides and the valleys far and wide, where the sun go and the sky it shines. Not so fancy, made from sticks and stones. It's often empty, hope you like to be alone. You could stare out the window until you find your zone. Take cover from the bombs and the bullets. Take time to heal your wounds. Forget what they told you now, just listen on to the tunes. Listening to the tunes. Oh. Ooh, I, oh.
Welcome to my broken house. You don't have to tiptoe here. You can put your feet down. About the future, here right now. Unpack your bags and relax for a while. Rest your weary eyes. I know you've been tired. Where do you need to go? Where you got to be? Where do you need to go? I'm your taxi. Don't you worry. Don't you worry now, don't you worry now.
Fire got raged tonight, welcome to my broken heart. I know it's hard, sometimes you fall apart. Welcome to my broken song. Don't bubble now, baby, you ain't done nothing wrong. Welcome to my broken heart. I know it's hard, sometimes you fall apart. Welcome to my broken song.
song's called Broken Car, and you will find it on the latest album by Modest Yahoo, the record called Akeda. Although that's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Modest Yahoo and his band, with Joe Tomino on drums, Rob Marsher playing keyboards, Aaron Dugan on guitar, and Stu Brooks playing the bass. Modest, welcome back to Soundcheck. Good
Thanks.
To see you.
Good to be back.
So, am I saying this title right? Akeda, A-K-E-D-A.
Yes.
What does that title refer to?
It refers to the story in the Bible of Abraham, his final test from God, bringing his son up the mountain to be slaughtered.
So the binding of Isaac.
Yes, correct. The binding of Isaac. Yeah.
A great story told in song many times over. Leonard Cohen, of course.
Oh, I didn't know that. Does he do that?
Have to hear The Story of Isaac. It is one of his great songs.
The Story
songs.
Of Isaac?
The Story of Isaac.
Okay.
Oh, it's one of his great songs.
I'm on it.
Doubles as a kind of an anti-war song, too, because it was early Leonard Cohen.
I'm curious his take on it.
Yeah.
Because it's a confusing story.
Well, it is kind of. So what was your take on the story? Because, as you say, it is... Well, potentially quite confusing to people.
Yeah, the gist of it is like the way I had learned it when I in the circles that I was in and the religious community was like, look how amazing Abraham is that he's even willing to kill his son. And that always sat with me in a very strange way that he didn't question it and he just woke up early in the morning and God said to him. And then I was learning with a mentor of mine that I had been studying with for years, and he just kind of gave me a different take on it, which is more of a human perspective. And the first question is like, what does it mean that God, that he hears the voice of God? What does that mean to hear the voice of God? And then once he hears the voice of God, why is God telling him to sacrifice his son? What does that mean?
Right.
And then what is he going through? He's in 3 days in the desert with his son. And what is that experience like with him as he's walking up the mountain? And what about when his son asks him, you know, here's the blade and here's the thing, but where's the sacrifice, Dad, you know? And I'm thinking what Abraham is going through all that time. And at that stage in his life when he had everything, he had money, he had fame, he had everything. He finally got the son that he wanted. And thinking about what is everyone on the outside world looking at him think? And he was the one who said no more human sacrifice. He was the first really to say. So what is the whole world now looking at him thinking like this man has lost it, you know, completely lost it. And then he gets up there and, you know, a part of what you don't hear is that, you know, Sarah dies. His wife dies when she finds out that it happened. So and him and Isaac don't really talk after that. And the angels, they say, are crying in the mystical, in the Kabbalah, they're crying. Isaac goes blind after that because the angel's tears go into his eyes. And they go in two different ways. They end up going, when they come down the mountain, they go to two different places. And there's not much. So there's consequences. There's consequences to all that. And he kind of puts it all out there. And in the end, in some ways it works out. He doesn't have to slaughter him. But right. He does
end up giving up something,
doesn't he? He gives up. There's a sacrifice. And
yeah,
that is definitely a theme for me in my life and on this record.
Well, I mean, you know, the record is full of, I mean, that song, Broken Car, Broken Home, Broken House. There are obstacles. There are you know, things, pitfalls to be overcome in a lot of the songs on this record. So was that story kind of just... Was that for you the seed of this record?
Yeah, that was the basis. And that started really before my last record, before Spark Seeker, when I came in here. We had started creating this record, me and this mentor, this friend of mine. His name is Ephraim Rosenstein. And we went together to his great-great-great-whatever grandfather's grave, the Baal Shem Tov, who was the first Hasidic.
Your friend's great 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 grandfather was the Baal Shem Tov.
Yeah, that's correct.
Who is considered to be sort of the founder of the Hasidic movement.
Yeah, like in Martin Buber's, all his stuff. You know, he's the one. He's the one who started the first sort of mystic. So we went to that grave in the Ukraine, and we sat there for 2-3 days. And it's kind of a funny story because when we got there at first, we had a nice little place, and then this group of Hasidim came, and apparently they rent the whole place out for that weekend. So we had no place to stay. And the village, a lot of people in the village were, you know, rent out their homes, but there was none left. So the last place there was the house of this murderer, this fellow whose father was the murderer, town murderer of the Jews in that town before the Nazis came.
Wow.
And was, you know, killing off all the Jews to get their property before. And there... We stayed in that house. There's a huge picture of him on the wall, and his wife was there, like, tending to us. And that's when everything opened up. everything open. We had been writing and trying to write and trying to get into it. And when we moved into that house, that's when, like, all the whole world opened up to us. And, now, and
so you knew when you were staying in that house. You knew the history.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you explained that, because I noticed in the liner notes where you say, you know, written in the house of a murderer, and I was wondering, what the heck?
I forgot. I guess they left that in. I thought we took that part out.
Okay. No, right there in black and white.
Actually, I haven't even seen that CD yet. That's awesome.
It's actually the cover art is kind of striking, a sort of like looking down at you from above, and your hands are sort of cupped almost as if in a kind of yogic position.
Yeah.
And you are studying yoga these days.
A little. I wouldn't go so far as to say studying, but I make my way into a yoga studio here and there, and I do a lot of stretching on my own.
Okay.
Because, I have to be careful what I say because, you know.
Well, you know, there has been a lot of controversy within that community apparently too, for people, you know, because some people believe you can't divorce the practice from the spiritual meaning that was originally behind it. And then there are other people who just, it's a good stretch. It gets my cardio going.
Yeah. It's all one thing. You know, like when you're focused on something and you're in the moment, that's the point.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, now, the last time you were here, you know, I mentioned in the intro you tweeted this photo of yourself, you know, newly shorn, and you tweeted the words, "No more Hasidic reggae superstar." Mm. Which struck me when the new record came in, because there you are. You use it twice.
Yeah, you're the best. You pick up on real things. I would just like to make a comment that every reporter or interviewer in the world should listen to you, because, you know, it's such a pleasure to do an interview with you.
You know, sometimes all you have to do is actually listen.
Yes, exactly. You would think that that would be like a given.
Not such a big deal, you know? Just listen to it. I mean, there you are in Watch the Walls Meltdown saying, "I'll always be your Hasidic reggae superstar." And then it comes back later in the song Confidence.
Yeah.
So have you made your peace with that term, with people using that term?
Yeah, you got it. It's like when I first was moving out, I wanted to make the point that I'm something beyond that, or that's not all I am. And and at this stage, I've sort of like, I feel good about that. You know, I look back on those videos, I look back on that time, and I see the connection that people made with it, you know, and I sort of feel positive about it. You know, like I've moved, you know, full circle kind of like that.
We're speaking with Matas Yahu about his new record, which is called Akeda, and he is performing tonight at the Mercury Lounge here in New York, and for you folks in New Jersey, he'll be at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park later this month, June 19th, and then back out on Long Island in Farmingville for the Beer Fields Craft Beer and Music Festival on the first official day of summer on June 21st. He and the band are playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. This song, Surrender, is this, you know, kind of coming out of that same kind of story, that gestation, Abraham surrendering to the will of God?
I mean, yeah, it's a theme that runs throughout, but it's based on, you know, just there was a day that I had, I was in Tel Aviv, and I was in my hotel room, and I was actually struggling with, like, coming out of my room. And as I was sort of sitting there and looking out the window and looking at the world outside and feeling like how much of my time and my years, the last 10 years, have been spent from behind the glass, from behind an airplane window or a tour bus window or a train or a hotel window, and feeling like I really want to take part in this world out there. But I had this tremendous fear that came over me that was like not letting me go out there. And I saw this sailboat in the ocean with this white sail, like a white flag. And something about that brought me this joy of that there is somebody out there who is not only not afraid to go into the lobby of their hotel, but they're in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
And they've surrendered to, you know, being in this world. And I went down and I jumped in the ocean. And we just made a video for that for that song, and it was, you know, we're an independent label now, so it was not in the Mediterranean Sea. It was in Lake Michigan in Chicago.
Wow.
And it was 50 degrees.
I was just going to say, that's not nearly as much fun.
Yeah, it was not, but we kind of tried to capture that idea in this video. So.
All right. Well, let's hear the song in a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. My guest is Matas Yahu. The song is called Surrender. It, too, is on the latest Matas Yahu record, the brand new album called Akeda. But once again, he's here in the Soundcheck studio with his band. Here's another live performance.
Go figure, pull the trigger while I simmer in the sun. Tell my lady I'll be with her when the summer's come and gone. But the moon on the rise, you are my tide, you are the one. Sing the song of creation, an anthem for the young in my next life. Could I take another turn? Surrender. Two eyes make the prize, live the life I know why. Dove cries, stars shine, and I fly through the night. My sights sit on the next bet, my life is not set yet. I got no regrets, cause to get where I could, I take another turn, burn another day. Could I move like a prince, slay the dragons in my way? I'll be dancing in the wilderness till my dying day. I'll be dancing on the grave of the brave I have slayed in my next life. Of slaves with no sight. Surrender my vision to your glory. It's a story of a silent sky. Ancient eyes, new baby blues, and old brown horizons. I surrender to your glory. Surrender my vision.
Modest Yahoo singing and beatboxing. The band consists of Rob Marsher at our piano, Stu Brooks on bass, Aaron Dugan on guitar, Joe Tomino behind our drum kit. They are playing here in New York tonight at the Mercury Lounge. And then we'll be back in the area on June 19th to play the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and then out on Long Island in Farmingville on June 21st for the Beerfields Craft Beer and Music Festival. They're here in the Soundcheck studio today playing live for us. These are songs from the brand new Modest Yahoo record called Akeda. Here's another one. It's called Sick for So Long, live on Soundcheck.
From the heaven that ain't mine. What's this? Welling up on the inside, baby. I'm about to come with it, getting higher than a whippet. You know, like from the dentist. It's time to go the distance. My vision is the sickest. Your eyes, they sparkle. My love, it glistens. Fire and water, sun rays on the ocean waves, fathers and daughters, eh, gotta relate. Sun rays on the ocean waves, yeah. Inside out, come back.
בכל יום הללוך סלם ברוך אתה אדוני האל הקדוש Whose world is this? Whose world is this? אתה גיבור לעולם, אדוני מחי המעשי אתה רב לשיר, מיידי דדם מחל כל חי מחסד, מחי המעשי רחמים רבים, סומך נופלים ויפי חולים ומתיר אסירים ומקיים ממונס ולשעיני אפר מי חמוך בעל גבולוס ומדוי מלוך מלך מימיס מחי המצמיע חשוע נאמון אתה לכך סמסים ברוך אתה עדיני מחי המסים
That is Matis Yahu and his band live on Soundcheck with a song called Sick for So Long taken from Matis Yahu's brand new record called Akeda and performed live here in our Soundcheck studio. Once again, the band is performing tonight at the Mercury Lounge here in New York and then touring across the country. Matis, has a lot in your life has changed. What about your audience? Has the audience changed over the last 3 or 4 years that you can tell?
It's hard to tell. I mean, Spark Seeker was kind of a young record, so I definitely noticed a lot more younger kids at the shows.
Mm-hmm.
One Day definitely took the place of King Without a Crown. I still have fans that are like my age in their mid-30s that like King Without a Crown, but
right.
One Day
Which
is,
was your sort of
that
top
was
40.
The song.
Yeah.
But now One Day is the song. But I think the thing that the tendency is it's people that connect with the spirituality in the music. And that tends to grab people from all walks of life. And even people that are interested in all genres of music,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But it's a double-edged sword, as you have found out. When it's the spirituality that grabs people, you know, that can very easily turn against you if you are perceived as...
Not
deviating,
being spiritual.
deviating from the path.
Yeah.
Has the audience been kind of a support for you? Has it been something you've kind of wrestled with?
I've wrestled. It's been a wrestling match, yeah. It's been, there are people that are extremely supportive and, you know, they love the music and connect with it. And then there's people that, you know, they want this, they want that, you know, because I do so many, like, different types of things. The music is such a mix.
Right.
So they want more of this or they want more of that. And it's very hard for me to – I'm learning from Bill Murray. That's who I'm learning how
really?
To deal with this. Yeah, because he's, like, sensitive and vulnerable, but he has the perspective, you know, – in his movies, he has
right,
the perspective
right.
that he sees the humor in it all. And I get so worked up and kind of caught in it, you know, it bothers me so much. So I've been watching a lot of Bill Murray movies and trying to, like, figure out how does he do it, you know. He was in my dream last night. I was on I was at his compound, and he sleeps in a trailer, apparently, even though he has a big house in the woods. And he has
is
a ride.
Is that true?
No, this is in
this
my
is
dream.
Your dream, yeah.
And he has a ride, and he was operating the ride, and it was like one of those whipty things that, like, whips
uh-huh.
you back and forth.
Yeah, instant whiplash,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but the thing with Bill Murray is, you know, he's turned out to be not just a gifted comic actor, but he's done some pretty great dramatic stuff, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that always makes people think, well, why is he doing that?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, because he can.
Because he's freaking awesome.
Because he can. Now, so you moved out, I mean, after being a part of the community in Brooklyn for so many years, you moved out to L.A., but you came back to Brooklyn to make this record, to make Akeda.
Yeah, I've been traveling a lot. So even though that's my base in L.A., I'm there, you know, maybe 50, 60 days a year. And, came back here working with this band and Stu Brooks, and the bass mm-hmm. player, who produced most of the record. We the first song we worked on was in his apartment in Brooklyn, and then him and Dave Holmes, another other guitar player that plays with me, came out to L.A., and we worked at my place, and then we came back out here to work with Joel Hamilton at Studio G, who's friends with everyone. We're all kind of, you know, we've been, you know, doing this together for a while. So it was great. It was a real in-house record, a team record, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So when you return to our area later this month, Stone Pony at Asbury Park on the 19th, and then the 21st, Farmingville, Long Island for the Beer Fields Craft Beer and Music Festival. Are you a craft beer aficionado?
I'm actually 2.5 weeks sober right now. Yeah, so I'm not drinking. But you know, I will be there having a good time, I hope, anyway.
All right, so 2.5 weeks. That's awfully precise. So
yeah.
That would have been like, you know, just before Memorial Day.
Yes.
Summer's gearing up and you're like, nope.
Time to just clean up my act a little and get into the music.
All right. Back to the yoga with you then.
Back to the yoga.
Mattis Yahu with us here in the Soundcheck studio with his band. The brand new album is called Akeda. Mattis, great to see you again.
Thank you.
When you're feeling down, can't go any further. Toss to the ground, been kicked to the curb, yeah. Come against the foe and his ice cream murder. How can I bounce back when I feel so hurt, yeah. Raise your cup to the sky, spread your wings out wide. Champion, champion tonight.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.